You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. And this evening we have as our special guest, Ryan Saunders, Executive Director of the Chorus of Westerly. Welcome back, Ryan.
Thank you, Mike. It's really great to be back.
Nice to have you with us. And we are going to find out all that's going on in the world of the Chorus of Westerly. And you've had some interesting things the last few months, busy season.
We certainly have. We just got off quite a busy season where we were running events pretty much every 3 weeks, got through a good Mozart concert, Christmas Pops. We had our three Christmas Pops concerts actually the day of the blizzard, the foot and a half of snow that came in Westerly, but it was actually pretty good. We had about almost full houses for everything. They were sold out in advance, and that was great. And then we just had our celebration of Twelfth Night, and that went really well as well.
So. Strong people down in Westerly, they can get through anything.
Absolutely.
Right?
Well, we had a lot of new folks come down. We had a lot of folks come down from Providence, particularly for Christmas Pops and Twelfth Night.
Well, that's great, and congratulations to the chorus for being around so long and being so unique. For those of you that don't know about the Chorus of Westerly, we're going to ask Ryan and tell you a few unique things about it.
Sure.
First of all, its size and who's eligible to be in it?
Well, the size is we are now about 194 voices strong, and we are the only chorus in the United States right now, the only non-church chorus, if you will, that has adults and children as full-time members for the entire concert season. And what that means is that they sing every concert regardless of work, regardless of difficulty. So if we're singing the Verdi Requiem, the kids are singing the Verdi Requiem. And who's eligible to sing in the chorus is basically anyone as long as you're over the age of 8. There are auditions that happen once a year in the fall for adults, new adult singers, and children are taken new into the chorus in June every year. So we're getting in a couple months. Hopefully we'll be back here before that, but we can talk about that a little bit more. But it's very much a community venture. We've had some members who have been in for all 51 years. We have had some that have just been in for 3 months. We have one family that has three generations singing. Actually, we have four families that have three generations singing.
Wow, that's great.
And our oldest member is about 90 years old, and our youngest one just turned 8. So it's quite, and they come from about, we totaled it up recently, about 31 different towns across southern New England. And that's fairly amazing if you think about it.
It's very amazing, and it's a great tribute to have a group like that that is, I guess you must attribute a lot of the success to the musical director, which is George Kent.
Of course.
And we wish George well. He's been here on several occasions, and Ryan is flying solo tonight, and
that's
he's
right.
going to tell us all about all the music on his own. So we're going to have a little test for you, Ryan.
We were saying earlier, this is like my musicology test. All those years as a choir boy, we'll see if they paid off.
And it's going to be very varied music tonight. Very, very.
Very varied.
Very varied. And that's because the program that is coming up is not about one composer or one style. Explain that.
It's about one word. It's about the Latin word in particular, Ave, which translated into English is all hail. And we all know probably one version of an Ave Maria or something in our lives. But composers throughout, since really the very basic early days of music, have been fascinating with setting texts of Ave Marias, Ave Verum Corpuses, Ave Rexes, setting them to music. Mm-hmm. And it's been one thread that's happened throughout, and particularly for choral groups. So the program that we have coming up on March 7th is going to center around all sorts of Aves. So it won't be from one particular period or one particular composer. The thread is just, it has to have Ave in some sort of way inside the work, or in a couple of cases, all hail, doing it in English.
Right. And that's going to be very interesting. We're going to listen to about 9 pieces of music tonight. And none of them, we should say up front, none of them are actually the chorus of Westley singing. They will be pieces that the chorus will be singing.
That's correct.
All right. So why don't we start off with our first piece and tell us about that.
Sure. Well, in our first segment, we're going to be doing three works. The very first piece is going to be, it's called Ave Rex. It's from a carol cycle by the late William Matthias, who was a Welsh composer. He's not as well known in circles outside of the Anglican choral tradition. The Chorus of Westerly has done his stuff before, particularly in our Twelfth Night celebration. It's a very kind of festive, bubbly sort of music. It's 20th century. It's not typical of what you would normally hear as an ave. It features chorus and organ. We're going to follow that with two Ave Verum Corpuses, and that is the Latin Hail True Body, Born of the Virgin Mary, that text that goes back to medieval times. The first one is by English composer William Byrd, Renaissance composer. It's one of, as far as I'm concerned, one of the more beautiful things Byrd ever wrote, and probably a standard in many Episcopal and Roman Catholic churches, at least, across the eastern United States. And then a couple hundred years later, probably the most famous Ave Verum is the one by Mozart, which if you have any Mozart choral CD, the C minor Mass, the Requiem, they often stick it at the end of the CD because it fills the CD nicely. So that's what we're going to hear in the first segment.
All right, well, listen to this first one, and then we'll come back and talk about some more things about the Chorus of Westerly and recap those upcoming pieces. Wasn't it quite what I was expecting to hear?
A little different,
A little bit different kind of piece of music. We'll probably get to some more traditional in a moment.
Yes, absolutely.
When we get to the Byrd piece. But tell us right now about if people are interested in going to this concert. How do they do that, and where do they go?
Sure. Well, the concert's going to be on Sunday, March 7th at 4 and 6 p.m., and it's taking place at the George Kent Performance Hall, which is our wonderful hall located at 119 High Street in downtown Westerly. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get tickets for the performance, you can visit our website, which is located very easily at www.chorusofwesterly.org, and Chorus of Westerly is all one word. Or you can call our box office at 401-596-8663.
All right, great. And I'd have to tell our audience, if you haven't been to a performance at the George Kent Hall, then you should take this opportunity
Absolutely.
To make the trip down there. Lots of great restaurants in the Westerly area. You can stop in, have dinner.
Absolutely. It's a nice. It fits in very well down there. And right. This music is particularly suited for this hall that we're
singing. All right. Let's just quickly recap the Byrd pieces next.
Sure. We're going to be doing the. We're going to be hearing the Ave Verum Corpus by William Byrd. It's actually performed by the Cambridge Singers, conducted by John Rutter. It's a very great example of early polyphony, and it's one of my favorite pieces of music.
Always nice to hear some great a cappella singing.
Absolutely.
And not all of the program will be a cappella, though.
That's correct. We're going to be doing, most of the program will be a cappella, but for those, the first piece and this one, the one we're about to hear, the Mozart Ave Verum Corpus, we're going to be doing it with organ. We have a fine organ in the George Kent Performance Hall. And James Morgan, an organist who's played with us for many years, is going to come and play the organ. The recording you're going to hear is actually with a full symphonic orchestra, but it can be done very easily and well with organ. So that's what we'll hear.
So what we're going to hear now is with the full symphony.
Correct.
But when you get to the Chorus of Wesley performance, it'll be with the organ.
That's correct.
And so we'll listen to this. And after we're done, we'll take a short break and be back with more of Ryan Saunders and the Chorus of Westerly. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, and we are this evening listening to music which will be performed by the Chorus of Westerly, and we are sitting with Ryan Saunders, the executive director of the chorus, who is kind enough to come down and spend the evening with us and telling us all about the music.
Absolutely.
And Ryan, what's this next piece that you have for us?
Well, the next piece we're going to hear is Ave Maristella by living Spanish composer Javier Busto. And this is a piece that's about 15 years old. And Javier Busto sort of, no pun intended, busted on the scene. I didn't even plan that. Just practicing today. About 15, 16 years ago at some choral festivals across Europe. And his writing is not... he hasn't been prolific in his writing, but what he has done, he has an Ave Maria too. It's been very popular with collegiate choirs. But this Ave Maristella, which is Hail Star of the Sea, is it's a plain song Vespers hymn, and it's actually it's to the Virgin Mary, but it's known as the Hymn of the Mariner. So it goes back a very long way. It's been set many a time, and the Busto setting is actually based upon the chant itself, but with a little bit of a 1995 harmonic twist, if you will. So it's a cappella, and it's quite beautiful.
All right, and as being a Mariner's chant, very appropriate for our audience that's listening from New London to Mystic, all the way over to New Bedford.
And our music director George Kent, well, he doesn't always brag about it, but he likes to tell people he's a lobsterman and a boat captain first and a conductor second. So.
Well, he looks the part.
He does very much, very much so.
All right, we'll listen to this one. It's a little bit lengthy, so we're going to fade out of the end of it, but we'll listen to as much as possible.
Oh.
Ryan, as I've mentioned, we've had George Kent here before doing the shows, and he is obviously an expert in all this music. You are not quite the same age as George.
I'm not. That's true.
Not even half the age, probably,
that's
of George.
That's also true.
But so where does your expertise in music come from?
Well, it started with him, to be honest with you. I mean, I was one of his choir boys growing up. And when you're a kid in the chorus of Westerly, you're there to learn the music and you're there to learn the works. But it's also a music history class. He doesn't just teach you the notes. He teaches you why it's important. And it starts to get kind of ingrained in your soul. When I didn't take any music history classes or anything in high school, but when I was an undergraduate at Wheaton College, I studied, I was a history major, but I was a music minor, and I took it upon myself very much to learn as much as I could about music, not just Western classical music, just the whole broad scope of music. And then my career path before I ended up in Westerly was at Tufts University, who has a very wide ethnomusicology program. And they were at the end when I left there, I ran their music center. They were doing about 200 concerts a year. So I really started to learn a lot about all different aspects of music. And I think the best folks who are working in the administrative side of the arts, if they have a background in not just the language, but also the history of music, it's much easier to work with the artists, but present them to the public and share it. So
sure,
it's, but it all started with Mr. Kent back in 1986.
What a deal. And you also mentioned before the show started, we were talking off air, and you talked about how the fact this is like the third year approximately of this kind of a performance.
That's correct. This performance is different than our typical performances. We are doing it in a lecture performance style. So there'll be one of these short works, and George Kent will speak about the next works. He'll put it into a historical context. He'll give you that sort of class lesson we had as choir boys growing up. We started this 3 years ago sort of as a quick fundraiser, and we did Music of the English Cathedral, so that was sort of the theme. And Mr. Kent's background is he was trained at King's College, so he had a very good Anglican base with that, and that was very popular. And so that one-shot deal turned into a second concert of Italian anthems last year, and this year we begged and pleaded with him to do it again, so we're going to do it again. And he went and looked at our music library, and there was 33 or 34 Aves in there already, so he pared it down to about 14 or something like that. So that's how we got this concert. But it was very, very popular. It's a very different kind of concert experience. It's both class and concert.
Excellent, excellent. All right, tell us about the next piece we're going to listen to.
Okay, the next piece we're going to hear is by Igor Stravinsky, the Russian composer Igor Stravinsky, and it's an Ave Maria. I think you should just hear it. It's a cappella. When I was listening to this CD before the show with my mother, she was like, she cringed. She's like, ooh, Stravinsky and Ave Maria. It's not what you expect. It's very simple, but very, very beautiful.
Oh,
Now, Ryan, like any organization such as the Chorus of Westerly, it's not just run by George or not just run by you, but there's others in the background, right?
There are a lot of others in the background. We are a very much a volunteer. We're a good size organization now, but we're very much a volunteer-driven organization. And I would say we recently, with our 12th night performance, we had, you know, the 200 members of the chorus were all volunteer. A stage cast of over 100, all volunteer. A production staff of about 60, I would say 80% of them are volunteer. And then maybe another 200 people from the community who came in just to help us stuff programs, sell tickets, run our peasants feast. So you're talking just about 1,000 people that came and helped out a 2-week period.
That's amazing.
And really, they're the backbone. I mean, they're the town, all the volunteers we get from the town, just the chorus, their families. We wouldn't be where we are today without the support we've gotten from so many people across both Rhode Island and Connecticut and Massachusetts, for that matter. It's the unsung hero of the Chorus of Westerly is the volunteer corps that really drives it. And it makes my job. They make me look good every single day. So I'm very appreciative of them.
Well, those kind of numbers, you've got to think that if you walk down the streets of Westerly, everybody you talk to knows either they're involved or their next door neighbor or their cousin or somebody.
It very much. I like to tell people that my job is like a political office without being elected, because our reach is so wide and we have so many families involved that you kind of know everybody in it. But it's a really wonderful environment. It's a really, really wonderful environment to work and to make music. And I think that's one of the reasons the chorus is successful. You get people who really believe in what they're doing. And the fact that George can craft these volunteers into the sound that he does, I just think that people just believe it and they can see the power of the power of the arts, the power of the music through all of it.
Power of music is very strong.
Absolutely.
Speaking of that, let's go to our next piece before we take a break.
Sure. Well, we're gonna stick with the Russian theme here. We're gonna hear another Ave Maria, and the recording is gonna be in Russian. I'm not going to try to say the Russian title of this Ave Maria, but you will probably know it. It's one of the most famous works by Rachmaninoff. It's from his All Night Vigil, sometimes known as the Vespers, which is with his liturgy of St. John Chrysostom. It's one of his two big liturgical works. And they're historically very, very important works. The All Night Vigil was premiered in 1915, right before the Russian Revolution, when the USSR stopped having liturgical music, basically, mm-hmm. across the country. But Rachmaninoff created this thing of sheer beauty, and it's amazing what can come out of a man who actually didn't go to church. So he didn't go to church, but there, if you hear this music, I challenge anyone to say there's not a huge spirituality behind it. It's very, very lovely. It's a cappella, and you probably would have heard it before.
All right. We'll listen to that, then take a short break, and we'll be back with more of the Chorus of Westerly.
Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations, and this evening we have the privilege of having the Chorus of Westerly represented once again, and WCRI is proud to be a sponsor of the Chorus of Westerly and try to promote them in any way we can.
Thank you.
And certainly great to have you on the show again. Ryan Saunders is with us. He is the executive director, and we've been listening to some great Ave music. And Ave Maria a couple times and others. And
a lot of Ave Verums.
We have some more Aves to go.
More Aves to go, yeah. Keep the hits keep spinning. You probably never knew there were so many Aves.
Well, it's great music. And Ryan, why don't we just take a moment to recap as far as the date of the performance is March 7th.
March 7th. It's Ave All Hail March 7th. Choral settings of text beginning with Ave. It's at 4 o'clock and at 6 o'clock at the George Kent Performance Hall, 119 High Street, Westerly, Rhode Island. And you get tickets at chorusofwesterly.org or 401-596-8663.
And if you go to the website, they can find out a lot more information.
Absolutely.
And we'll cover some of the other things that are going to be coming up in the near future for the chorus. But right now, let's get to the music once again. What's next?
Okay, well, we're going to shift back to an Ave Verum Corpus. We heard the Bird and the Mozart ones earlier. We're going to go back to England and hear another very famous one by Sir Edward Elgar. He's written a lot of music that you've heard in other situations, but he was a very important church composer as well. So this is the Ave Verum by Edward Elgar.
We have a couple more pieces of music coming up, but before we get to them, I thought it might be nice if you tell our audience other things that are coming up for the
chorus? Sure, sure. Well, we're going to have a full orchestral choral performance coming up again on May 16th, on Sunday, May 16th at 4 and 6. And we are going to be doing two really ethereal 20th century works. One, the Requiem by the French composer Maurice Durufle, and the Toward the Unknown Region by Ray Vaughan Williams, the English composer. The Toward the Unknown Region, which is based on a poem by Walt Whitman, is not heard that often, and it's probably because of its length. It's about 13 minutes in length, which is not, with a full orchestra, a big orchestra, which is not the ideal thing for people producing concerts, because you have a big orchestra and a short work. Fortunately for us, it pairs up very well with the Durufle piece. The Durufle Requiem, which is another, we're talking a lot of things based on chant, off of chant. Mm-hmm. Durufle was very much into composing from chant sources. So it should be quite a blockbuster show on May 16th. And then just over a month later, on June 19th, we have our, and hopefully it'll be on June 19th, on a Saturday night at 8 o'clock, we have our annual outdoor Summer Pops performance with the Boston Festival Orchestra. And we get 25,000 people there, and cannons, wow, and fireworks and church bells. And it's, if it rains on the 19th, we have it on Sunday the 20th. If it rains on the 20th, we'll try it on Monday the 21st. And if it rains after two nights, we give up. But well, it's quite a community venture.
We sure hope that doesn't happen. So that'll be great. And I'm sure we'll have you back before then to give us
hopefully
a little more
so
information about that. So let's get back to the March 7th performance. And the eighth piece of music that we're going to play for you is what?
It's another Ave Verum Corpus. It's our last one. Don't worry. This is also by William Mathias, who was the composer that we heard, sort of the funky composer you heard at the very top of the show with the Ave Rex. This Ave Verum, this is another one you probably have never heard. In fact, until we started rehearsing it in the chorus building a couple of days ago, I couldn't remember it. Apparently, I sung it as in church choir back in the day. But I think the best way to describe this one is 20th century spooky. It's sort of a spooky Ave Verum Corpus, but very, very interesting.
So we went from funky in the first piece to,
right, to
spooky in this one.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Once again, this one's just a little bit lengthy, so we're going to come into this and listen to the finish. Ryan, earlier we had talked about all the support you get from volunteers, but you also get support from other places.
We do. I have to say, this year in particular, we've had tremendous support from the state of Rhode Island, in particular the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts. So I just wanted to send a thanks up to Randy Rosenbaum and all the folks up there. The whole state has been very, very, very good to us this year. In fact, Governor Kachiri has been down to 3 of our events already this year. So we're very pleased of how much we appreciated and loved in the state of Rhode Island.
Well deserved, I'm sure. So we have one more piece of music to go. And before we do that, I want to thank you, Ryan, for coming in and bringing us the events of the Chorus of Westerly.
Thank you.
It's a great organization. And if you're listening out there and you haven't been to a performance, please make sure you get down there. All right, this last piece that we'll go out on is what?
It is by Charles Wood, and it's called Hail Gladdening Light. It is a piece for double choir. It is best described as an English anthem. So maybe we're stealing from that first concert. But it's in English, so we are slipping away from the Latin-based texts and sliding into English. But this is Wood was a composer from the 19th century. It's a very, very powerful piece, and it's going to end our concert, and I think it's a great way to end the show, too.
Thanks for listening, everyone. See you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.